You know, I was listening to Father Robert, or Bishop Robert Barron, and I usually do that before I prepare a homily. And when I do that, I try to pick out, you know, what the emphasis of what he's talking about. But I listened to the whole thing, always amazing, very powerful. But I drew on one phrase that he had at the end of his beautiful reflection on today's readings. He said, he asked, are we like the Israel of old, entertaining way too small a dream? And what did he mean by that? It came right after he was talking about how important it is, yes, to make sure we have those foundational practices, you know, confession, communion, devotion to the Blessed Mother. Those need to be there. That needs to be a rock solid base. But he challenges us, do we end there? In the book of Prophet Isaiah, today it said, it called us to be a light to the nations. A light to the nations. We're to change the world. Okay? Now here we are. You're noticing I'm wearing green. And we just traversed through that Christmas season that got a lot of our attention, that by the way, made me put off at getting my donations going for St. Mary's for this capital campaign until now. So you're probably a lot like me. But it got our attention. But here we are. We're entering into 2020. Okay? I mean, it's setting up to be a, let's call it a challenging year. You know, there's a lot, if you've been tuned in at all, going on about the Amazon Synod. The Holy Father is writing his apostolic exhortation. And if it's anything like the final document of the Amazon Synod, yikes, okay? But we've been praying that it will stay close-knit to what we have and will continue to teach as the Catholic Church. So there's that, you know, going on. And that's due to be released at the end of January. You know, that we're in a very highly politicized environment right now, being in a presidential election year. I mean, I don't know if we're going to be tearing at other people, but I think they're going to be tearing at us. It's going to be tough. So much is going on in the world right now. And you know, I'll just be honest with you. I think that this whole political dimension has to do with a spirit that got into our culture. And I do believe it's the demon Baal. Okay, so what is Baal all about? You know, in ancient Israel, they left the worship of our God to worship Baal, that looked for child sacrifices, that promoted sexual perversity. I mean, come on. We just described what's going on in our culture right now. You know, why are people hyperventilating against one political sphere so intensely? Because maybe never before has their sacrament of abortion been threatened. Maybe one judge away. I mean, I think the number I heard is close to this. 183 judges, constitutional judges, you know, not ideological judges, constitutional judges have been put in place. They are in full-on panic mode, and they're fighting back oftentimes with violence, physical violence, yes, but certainly they will damage anybody's reputation at the drop of a hat. This is the environment we're heading into right now. The title of my homily is, Let's Not Despair. Let's dream. Let's dream. But see, my brothers and sisters, we got to be ready to dream big, but we got to be strong in order to do it. These forces are coming against us. You know, if you were able to watch just an amazing podcast that Doug Berry and I did, the Grace Force podcast last week. We had Father Ripperger on. I checked this morning. I think it's got 53,000 views in 4 days. It's incredible. But why? I think it's ringing true to a lot of people. Because a lot of the information that Father Ripperger provided was talking about, okay, first, how do the portals open up to demonic activity? But how do we close those off? Or better yet, how do we open the portals to grace? And so that's something that I wanted to talk with you about. But here's what I found most significant about what he pointed out in that. He said 99% of the cases that he and others exorcists receive, people come to them and what are they? They're out of the practice of the faith. And he said in most cases, you get them back into the practice of the faith and that cures it. That shoos the demons away. But he pointed out the practice of the faith is practicing the sacraments. But most specifically, he talked about communion, holy days of obligation, Sundays and holy days of obligation, but always with confession to receive our Lord worthily. Scripture talks about this. You receive our Lord and you're not in a state of grace, okay? It's as if you're receiving a curse by doing that. Okay? But confession and communion. You know, in a few days, we're going to be up at the state capitol. I'm sure this is probably the first time you're hearing about this. Maybe not. But we're going to be up there. Actually, Gwen Finnegan, who is a big pro-life leader, Vigil for Life and others, her and I were talking. She says, you know, they're not doing March for Life in Madison this year, but I think we should do something. I said, yeah, I think you're right. Let's do something. So she said, what dates are you available? So I gave her a handful of dates. She came back and she picked the one that was farther out, so we had time to let people know. She picked January 31st. And I went, whoa, that's the Feast of St. John Bosco. That's amazing. I said, Gwen, let's march the pillars of St. John Bosco around the state capitol. She's like, yeah, let's do it. So that's what we're doing. We're calling it Pillars for Life. Okay? But the pillars are, in his dream, his famous dream of St. John Bosco, was it was a ship in a stormy sea that was being attacked on all sides. And it was the Pope was on the stern. I'm making a long story short. But they needed to get themselves moored to those pillars, those columns. On top of one was the Holy Eucharist. On top of the other was Our Lady. If we moor ourselves to those, and they did, and the storm calmed, and the ships retreated, and all the good ships came and united with them. Okay? I find that part interesting too, that while the storm and everything was going on, all the good ships kept the perimeter. Okay? What's that sound like? A lot of leadership in our church during these stormy times. Okay? They're nowhere to be seen. They're remaining silent while the ship is sinking. So the moral of the story is we need to unite ourselves, moor ourselves back on to the Holy Eucharist and devotion to Our Lady. This is the part where I repeat. When I was in seminary, in all my seminary training, not 1 minute of Eucharistic adoration was offered. And I watched as seminarians were kicked out of seminary because they had a devotion to the Blessed Mother. That was considered fanatical. Completely unmoored at that time. Our chapel in the seminary was a hall with chairs, no kneelers. The tabernacle was behind a wall out of sight. Completely unmoored. God bless St. Pope John Paul II. God bless Pope Benedict XVI, who spent their time bringing that ship, mooring it back to such things as Eucharistic adoration and the rosary, devotion to Our Lady. And so many people who never had these kinds of devotions are finding themselves becoming incredibly strong in their faith for having bolstered their devotion to the Holy Eucharist, their devotion to the Blessed Mother. That's where we need to go in our times. We need to be a people of light to the nations, but you can't give away what you don't have. You know, why are the numbers dwindling? Why are they closing churches? Why is 70% no longer believe in the Holy Eucharist? Because we unmoored ourselves. We turned Mass into a community event, you know, a social event. We no longer even talk about, you know, that's why I'm obsessed with getting people back and praying the rosary in every way that I can. So let's invent a rosary that's like the one from the World War I rosary that the government made. Maybe that'll help. Whatever. We need to moor ourselves back. We need to moor ourselves back. We need to be living in the life of the Spirit. And so, St. John Bosco said this. He gave a quick explanation of the dream he had. He says, the enemy ships are the persecutions. They prepare very serious troubles for the church. What has taken place so far is almost nothing compared with what will occur. Hello? Her enemies are the ships which make an attempt to sink the flagship if they can. There remain only two means to save ourselves in the midst of so much danger and confusion. And confusion. Devotion to Mary Immaculate and frequent confession and communion. But wait a minute, that's three things. You see, he attaches confession to communion. If we believe this is God, we got to get ourselves purified. Make this a worthy vessel to receive God. But even more than that, we got to present ourselves as people in the Spirit, not in the flesh. St. Paul wrote in Galatians, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. I want to stop there. It got to the point with me that I asked Father Ripperger, what's going on? I'm being attacked on all sides, even by those who are closest to me. He said, this happens all the time. If the demons can't get at you, they'll get to those closest to you. So I actually had an exorcist pray over me. And I've been praying every day for my circle. Because see, this is how the demon gets in. He said, watch out if you bite and devour each other. Watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. It's happening everywhere. It's happening in the church everywhere. How many priests are afraid, for instance, to pray facing the Lord? Because why? They'll be destroyed if they try that. The wolves will attack them and ruin their reputation. They'll divide the community. A priest are like, it's not worth it. Really? A sign that these wolves are not in the Spirit. They're in the flesh. So I say to you, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit. What is contrary to the Spirit. And the Spirit, what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warned you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. You see, this is what Father Ripperger, please, if you can watch that podcast, it's just amazing. This is what he was getting at. He said, we have to live by the Spirit. We have to be in the Spirit. We have to be in a state of grace. We have to be in the company of God. We have to be in paradise. Paradise. The peace, the awe, the wonder, the love, the joy of being in God's presence in that state of grace. And you know what happens then? Remember when Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden light. What did he mean by that? He said, when you're in the Spirit, to be kind to your neighbor, to take care of need when you see it, to offer joy to your neighbor, a smile, please, please. Let's smile at each other, right? All these come easy when you're in the Spirit. My yoke is easy, my burden light. It's of course I need to smile. Of course I need to be kind. Of course I need to take care of me. You see, it's easy. But when we're out of the Spirit, it becomes all about us. You know, you need to make my day. And things like praying. The rosary weighs 500 pounds. You mean you want me to pray all 50 Hail Marys? You're not serious, are you? The yoke is heavy. His burden is heavy. Well, we're outside the Spirit. Things of the Spirit become naturally, or better yet, supernaturally. And so he goes on. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such as things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ, Jesus Christ, have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Amen. Galatians 5. My brothers and sisters, we're heading in to a challenging, difficult year. But if we're strong, we're not only going to survive it, we're going to be pushing back on this evil that's arising in our midst. And so I want to end with just talking a little bit about the kinds of things that Father Ripperger recommended. First of all, this, I want to say this. Y'all know I have the confessional in the rectory. So you can come, take a chance I'm here and just come, or you can call or text ahead. All right? But here's the other thing, and I just told someone else this recently. If you're sick, or if you got 10 little ones attached to your feet, call me. I deliver grace, okay? I'm the grace delivery man. I will come. Please don't abuse it, okay, for convenience sake. But honestly, I understand. You know, mom, right here, and I can't get away, and I really feel that I need to go to confession. Call me, I'm coming over, okay? If you're sick, maybe we could work something out where you crack the door and we go to confession, all right? We'll find a way. Why? Because I believe in the power of grace. And so when you're outside of grace, bad things are going to happen. Attacks may come to you, but you're going to be a horrible person. Okay? Because sin is going to come really easy for you when you're outside the Spirit. I always say, don't have a discussion with your spouse if you're not in a state of grace. It ain't going to go well. Okay? So please, please, please. I am your shepherd. I'm trying so hard to be a good shepherd. So I need my sheep protected. The other thing about that, I watch for the wolves. I'm vigilant. And I warn you, okay? There are lies being slung at us 24/7. I don't think it's ever been this bad. Probably because of internet and television and all that stuff. But if we're not careful, we could be duped into these lies. So you'll find me constantly going, no, that's not true. Okay? It's not women's health care to kill 1.5 billion babies in the last 40 years. It's a little slap of truth for y'all. There's only two genders. All this, 185 genders in the last, 13 months it started coming at us? There's only two genders. Marriage, since the beginning of civilization, is designed for one man, not three, one woman, not four. These thruples, they call it. Three people get to marry. One man, one woman, for the procreation of children. That's what marriage is. Now, if you want to do something else, you go ahead and call it whatever you want. It ain't marriage. Okay, these are just a few things that the shepherd is saying no to the wolves and warning the sheep. You see what I'm saying? These are challenging times. The other thing I'd like to do too is I'll come to your house. A lot of people are coming and making a big, dinner and all this stuff, and that's okay, all right? But honestly, I'm more like the emergency vehicle guy, okay? I'll come and I will bless and exercise your house, okay? And then I'll ride off into the sunset, all right? You don't have to make a big deal out of it in order to have it done, is what I'm saying. If you want to give me a burger while I'm there, that's fine, all right? But please, please. Okay? I got a new car yesterday because I lease and my lease ran out. And I told the story, some people heard it, but the salesman, I liked this one car, but it was outside of my price range. Salesman went and ran numbers. He came back and said, you're not going to believe this, but you're going to pay $30 less than you were paying because there's some kind of special on this. And I said, yes, I do believe this, and let me introduce you to my guardian angel. So I don't think it's luxurious. This is bigger than my last car. But I love it. So I want to find a reason to drive it now, okay? So please, okay? Confession, bless your house. I'm expecting to get inundated, all right? But here's the kind of things that we can do, okay? I brought over some things. We have exercised and blessed salt and Epiphany holy water, the best. According to the exorcists, okay? Not according to church teaching, but just what exorcists have found when they're doing exorcisms. The water that gets the 45-minute blessing on the vigil of Epiphany is very powerful. We have plenty. I think we're running out back there, but I got like a million bottles back here, okay? I got exercise and blessed salt. This doesn't require the Epiphany thing, okay? So I can make this all year round, all right, using the ancient form of blessing. So do that, all right? Do this. Hang crosses in every room. All right? I'm kind of fond of the Benedict cross. This is because it has a Benedict medal on it, it requires the exorcism of blessing as considered powerful. But any crucifix works, okay? Put crosses in your rooms. I don't know why I have this here. I got to put this in the back. Bless chalk. Okay? We know that from Epiphany. You can chalk your doors. Also, Benedict medals. I can get you in supply of these. Usually when I call them to do the house blessing, I give 8. Why? Because here's your property. You put one on the edge of your property in the corners, all right? And then you put another one in between each. That makes 8, okay? You just get a little hand hole and dig them on the borders of your property. You can also put them on top of the door frame of your house, okay? What else do I got? Well, I just wanted to show you this. This is some of the road salt. I don't know if you know, but I went and exercised and blessed all the road salt for Dane County in this huge barn, and I grabbed some for like a trophy, all right? But again, it's the idea that what? Let's be extravagant in using all these beautiful devotions and protecting our homes. Know that too. And Father Ripperger talked about this on our podcast again, but he always talks about it. Opening up the portals to demons happens how? Well, I think the most significant way in our times is through the cell phone or the computer, but clicking on porn. Boom. Portal, demons are in. You got to bless the house again. I'm just telling you that. Okay? You're having dinner with demons if you're opening up those portals. Okay? Why not live in that paradise? Right? Now, in a case like that, you can sprinkle holy water and bless salt around. You don't have to call an exorcist because you fell and clicked on porn. That's one other thing I want to talk about real quick, and I'll end with this. Confession. Yes, if you fall to sin, you should go to confession. But you got to make a good confession. I hear the word try a lot in confession. And I always take the opportunity to quote Yoda. Do or do not, there is no try. But that's Yoda talking about what? He's talking about making a confession that has true resolution. I'm resolved to end this sin. So if we're confessing going, yeah, pretty much I'm going to do this afterwards anyway, you're not getting forgiveness for that. Okay? The sins that you are truly resolved are the ones that are forgiven. Okay? In other words, you can't play games with God. All right? So you've got to be resolved. And then what? You get out of the land of demons, the land of gloom and doom, and you get into the paradise of God's presence. Peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. I mean, don't we want to be in those verdant pastures? Don't we want to be by those restful waters? Don't we want to be in the arms of God? Don't we want to be empowered to move out? My brothers and sisters, there's a lot coming up. I mentioned January 31st, and I'm going to say this right now. If you're not in a state of grace, you're thinking to yourself right now, oh, gee, it's probably going to be cold and I'm busy, okay, to come out. If you're in a state of grace, you're going, that's awesome. I can't wait to go to the Capitol on January 31st. Do you see the difference? We need to be in a state of grace, or we've got no motivation to do the will of God. We've only got the motivation to do the will of Rick. And the demons just have their way with us. Let's not despair. Let's dream. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.